and she's going to be speaking on completing community health assessments and community health improvement plans for accreditation preparations, findings from a national demonstration project. And Pooja is a senior program analyst for accreditation preparation and quality improvement for the National Association of County and City Health Officials. Her work includes providing support to local health departments in accreditation and quality improvement efforts. She has a master's and a bachelor's in operations research.
Thank you. So again, I am Pooja Verma with NATO, and I just want to start out by saying I was in the North Beach area of San Francisco yesterday evening enjoying some pizza with some friends, and my iPhone started blowing up with messages from DC saying that I need to cover for Rena. So if I'm not as articulate as I'd like to be, please do bear with me, but we're going to improvise a little bit. So I will be talking about CHAZ and CHIPS, or Community Health Assessments, or CHAZ, Community Health Improvement Plans, or CHIPS today, and some findings from a national demonstration site project. No relationships to disclose. So we'll begin just by defining some key terms, including CHAZ and CHIPS, discussing lessons learned from a national demonstration site project of local health departments who used MAP and other community health improvement process frameworks to complete CHAZ and CHIPS. Assess the use of MAP and other frameworks for community health improvement planning. And then lastly, talk about some resources that are available to local health departments. So there's probably a varied range of experience in the room, so I will start with the basics and just define community health improvement process first. So what a community health improvement process is, it's an ongoing collaborative community-wide effort to identify, analyze, and address health problems, develop measurable health objectives and indicators, inventory community assets and resources. So really, a CHA and a CHIP is part of a broader community health improvement process. A community health assessment process is the use of qualitative and quantitative methods to systematically analyze and collect data to understand health within a specific community. So this data should really be used to inform community decision making, prioritization of health issues, and developing implementation and evaluation of a community health improvement plan. And really the point to emphasize here is that a community representation is integral in this process so that you are doing it in partnership with the community. And then we've got the community health improvement plan. The purpose of this is to describe how the public health stakeholders and system are going to work together collaboratively, developing strategies and performance measures to monitor progress to addressing the health issues identified through your community health assessment. So to provide a bit of a national context for community health assessments and improvement plans, there's been increased attention to these processes in the past several years. The first is the Public Health Accreditation Board. This is the first national voluntary accreditation program for local health departments, state, local, and tribal health departments. Then we have the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Nonprofit hospitals are required to do a community health assessment as a part of the community benefit requirements. Other factors playing in are program-specific assessments, the economic downturn, and other organizations and communities that are likely also conducting similar works or CHAZ. So a lot are looking at this as a momentum and opportunity for conducting this work. This is really an opportunity to collaborate, leverage and share resources that are already existing in the community that you might not otherwise take advantage of, meeting multiple organizations' requirements, such as, for instance, accreditation requirements, community benefit requirements. A lot of states have requirements around health assessments and improvement planning. And then really it comes down to increasing efficiency and effectiveness so that you're getting down to those really priority health issues in your communities, and implementing quality improvement so you are in each iteration improving. So to talk about FAB a little bit, if you're not familiar, the Public Health Accreditation Board is a national voluntary accreditation program which launched back in September 2011. And the goal of this program is to improve and protect the health of every community by advancing the quality and performance of public health departments. The standards for the FAB program are based around the 10 essential public health services. And the reason this is so relevant to this presentation, FAB requires three prerequisites for even applying to the program. The first is a community health assessment, a community health improvement plan, and an agency strategic plan, which we won't get into today. But for the first two, you have to have these three, all three documents to apply for accreditation. But in addition to that, there are actually standards for which the site visitors during the FAB process are going to be assessing the quality of these documents. So there are several requirements that you're going to have to meet in your CHOS and CHIPS as you're applying for accreditation. We'll talk a little bit about that as we move through the presentation. So these are broadly the community health improvement process steps. Now, there are many different models and frameworks for this that are out there, but each model and framework generally follow these broad categories or steps. The CHA, the Community Health Assessment, and the Community Health Improvement Plan are two separate steps in this process. And so it's really important and key to think about the CHA and CHIP not as isolated documents or processes, but as part of a broader process. So I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about some frameworks, commonly used frameworks that exist for community health improvement planning. This is from the Association for Community Health Improvement Framework. It covers six different steps. So you can see the first two steps are more around setting the foundation for the process and planning. And then step three is really about collecting that data and analyzing it to see what kinds of issues, what the health status is in the community. Then you're selecting your priorities based on that data, and then moving into using that data to implement and develop your community health improvement plan. Another commonly used framework, I'm sure many of you have heard of Mobilizing for Action Through Planning and Partnerships, or MAP. This is really considered the gold standard by NACHO, recognizing that probably not all communities are at a point where they can implement MAP, or it might not even be the best framework for your community. But what makes MAP unique is its focus on the local public health system as a whole and not just the agency. And it also focuses on assessing the assets in the community as well as the needs. So this is an overview of the MAP framework. Some highlights from this. First, it includes four different assessments if you're really doing a robust MAP process. Four assessments include the forces of change, the themes and strengths in the community, a local public health system assessment, and then lastly, a community health status assessment. And then these, they each provide a unique lens and as you're looking at the status in your community, and they feed into seven different phases that exist in the MAP process, which include organizing, engaging partnerships, conducting your assessments, identifying and prioritizing issues, setting goals, strategies, and performance measures, and then lastly, the action cycle, where you're planning, implementing, and evaluating your progress. And another thing I'll say about MAP is that it does result in a community health assessment and a community health improvement plan. So around the time that FAB was launching, before FAB launched, there was a need for greater technical assistance and resources to provide to local health departments around CHAS and CHIPS. So So that was kind of the impetus for the CHA and CHIP for Accreditation Preparation Demonstration Site project, which is funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and administered by NACHO. And so this project really aimed to address that gap in technical assistance and resources beyond MAP, and really the intention was to launch and increase the capacity to conform to FAB standards and measures around requirements for CHAs and CHIPs for local health departments. So to talk a little bit more about some of the requirements, there were 12 demonstration sites, which were local health departments, and they were required to produce high-quality CHAs and CHIPs, and they needed to meet three different requirements for this project, including engaging community partners and local public health partners in a meaningful way, addressing social determinants of health, and using quality improvement and quality planning techniques. And so these were really intended to be CHAs and CHIPs that were exemplary in the field and would meet all of the FAB requirements for these two documents. So another aim of this project was to model meaningful local health department collaboration with local public health system partners. And each of the demonstration sites, they had a $35,000 grant, as well as comprehensive technical assistance and training. And they could use various models for collaborating with their local public health system partners. And really quickly, I'll run through some of those models. They could either choose to work with a nonprofit hospital in the community, which was really beneficial, particularly around the community benefit requirements. They could work as regional or district health departments. Two or more local health departments could join together to jointly conduct a CHA and a CHIP that would address all the jurisdiction's needs. They could partner up with their academic institutions, and then they had another option for partnering up with public health institutes. And so the 12 demo sites chose one of these six options. And then here is just a map of the spread for the demo sites and the various models that they chose. When the sites were being selected, we tried to get an array of experience. Only one of the sites actually had previously completed a community health improvement plan. They all vary in size, location, and types of populations served. As a part of the project, 10 of the 12 sites were using MAP as their framework for the community health improvement process, and two of the 12 sites used the ACHI framework, which I previously mentioned. And then here's, again, a summary of those six different models that I told you that they could use to collaborate with local public health system partners. Again, it was nonprofit hospitals, regional or district health departments, two or more jointly health departments jointly conducting the process, collaborating with tribes in their jurisdiction, so this way they would reflect the needs of the tribe as well as the broader community, academic institutions, and then again public health institutes. So again, I mentioned that these are some of those broader steps in a community health improvement process. I'm going to walk through each of these and describe these steps as well as lessons learned from the demonstration sites in each of these phases. So starting with the planning phase, demonstration sites mentioned that this is really key to really get your foot off the ground and make sure that you have a smooth and effective process as you're going through it. The first thing that they recommend is to review the FAB standards and measures up front so that you know what is expected. The last thing you want to do is implement this entire process and then go back and see that FAB is requiring some sort of documentation and you know you did the work, but you just don't have the documentation to prove it. So it's better to know up front. Do your research on the models and frameworks that are available and select something that is right for your community. A lot of communities choose MAP, though this is considered a gold standard, it might not be right for your community. Create a timeline and plan. Many of the sites found that they spent a lot of time in the planning and community health assessment phase and didn't leave enough time for the community health improvement planning phase and actually implementing. So ensure that you have a lot of time for that implementation phase and recognize that as you're planning and doing your assessment, that this is just one iteration of this process and that you don't have to capture everything the first time around. And lastly, build an opportunity for celebrating milestones. You know, that's really key in ensuring that everyone stays engaged in the process. Okay, the next step, engaging partners and the community. There were a lot of lessons learned from this step. I'm not going to talk too much about each of these, but you can see them listed out on the slide. The first, engage the partners throughout the process from start to finish, not just at the beginning. Send ample time to engaging partners up front and explaining the value and mutual benefit. So really communicating to your partners on how this process is going to benefit them as well, so that you can talk to them about how you're collaboratively working, but you're still meeting their needs as well. Identify champions. These are going to really help forge through the process. They're going to, and you know, as you go through the process, cultivate these champions as well. Use this as an opportunity to increase knowledge of the health department's role in the community. Provide and share information in a language that other health departments and organizations in the public health system would understand. Public health is very acronym heavy, so make sure you're all speaking that same language. Communicate with your governing entities. Institutionalize and kind of formalize these partnerships you're developing. Ensure that roles and responsibilities are clearly communicated. Communicate openly and balance time commitment, understanding that all of the partners involved in this process are busy. So the next step is to develop a vision. Ensure that all stakeholders that are involved and have a say in the visioning process so that there is buy-in for it. A lot of times visioning a neutral facilitator is really helpful so that you don't bias the results or anything. And don't get huffed. If you have ever been involved in a visioning process, you know how you can sometimes get hung up on wording and language and that kind of thing. So don't let that hold you back, just as long as you're getting the general idea of the vision. And once you develop the vision, use it throughout the process so that you maintain that focus. Okay, so next is the community health assessment. Don't reinvent the wheel. One thing that public health does really well is collect data. There's a lot of data already available to you, both primary data. It's recommended actually to do secondary data collection first so that you can see what the gaps are and then go back and do your primary data collection. Don't get caught up in collecting too much information. A lot of the demonstration sites felt that they wanted to capture all of the information and then didn't leave enough time for that implementation phase. So recognize that there are going to be other iterations of this and that you can capture other information next time. Use social media to communicate out front. Communicate what the results of the assessment are, post them online, post them on your website. And then use a variety of data sources, qualitative and quantitative. Numbers are great, but you also want to make sure that this is reflecting the needs of your community. So talk to community members and get that qualitative data as well. The next step is to prioritize health issues. There are a lot of various prioritization techniques that are out there, prioritization matrices, nominal group technique. Make sure everyone is on the same page. Make sure all the key stakeholders are at the table so that you can ensure buy-in and everyone has their say. Determine the goals, criteria, and methods in advance of the meeting so that everybody is on the same page. And ensure that participants have access to the data and the materials beforehand so that they can come prepared to the prioritization process. And this is another step where a lot of times it's helpful to have a neutral facilitator. And then you're going to develop your community health improvement plan. One key thing that the demonstration sites found here is to incorporate that low-hanging fruit, especially if this is the first go-around. I do a lot of presentations on quality improvement as well, and one of the things that we always find is that success breeds success. And so if you choose some of these low-hanging fruit and ensure that you do have success, you're going to find that all the participants are going to be a little bit more engaged and excited throughout the process. Acknowledge that not everything can be accomplished, so focus on those vital few among the useful many, and recognize that this isn't the last time and it's really about continuous improvement. Create an action plan that provides clear roles and responsibilities. Make sure there are meaningful performance measures so that you can monitor progress and planning for future meetings to check on that progress. And then the last steps are implementing the health improvement plan and evaluating and monitoring. The demonstration site project, the time frame for it was July 2011 through December 2012. So they have not yet reached these phases, so we don't yet have lessons learned to share. But all of these other steps are really going to lead up to the implementation and evaluation phases. So in a nutshell, here are some of the larger successes that the demonstration sites experienced. Useful to have a framework or a model that provides a foundation and the focus that you need. The process really resulted in new and strengthened partnerships in the community, and also gave sort of a platform for leveraging those resources. Alignment of similar initiatives in the community, so you're not reinventing the wheel. It provided an opportunity to increase knowledge of local health departments' role in the community and get that visibility out there. Received press coverage, set a foundation, and really provided an opportunity to divide and conquer for greater impact. A lot of the health departments, the demonstration sites, use quality improvement tools and techniques as a part of their process. And then, again, received great community response and engagement. Some of the staff, some of the challenges, I'm sure you've encountered some of these yourselves. Time and staff and manpower always tends to show up as a challenge. Transition and key players and partners, so if you're losing someone that was involved from the beginning or a champion and you lose that, you kind of sometimes will lose some momentum. Sustaining momentum throughout the process, particularly around partner engagement. And really getting a diverse understanding of social determinants of health and keeping that front and center as you're going through the process. So this project, really the intention was not only to help the 12 demonstration sites develop these high-quality CHAs and CHIPs, but also to provide a resource center for the broader community of local health departments and community partners. So the CHA-CHIP Resource Center is available online at this website. It's a public resource center full of practical and customizable tools that resulted from this effort. And I was actually looking through the website last night, and it really is dense with a lot of resources and tools. It also includes free archived training webinars and materials that the sites were offered throughout the process. And in early 2013, it's going to contain examples of the CHAs and CHIPs that resulted from this demonstration site effort so that you can see some of these exemplary models that are going to exist. Other nature resources, we've got the MAP Clearinghouse, as well as the Accreditation Preparation and Quality Improvement website if you're interested in preparing for accreditation. And if you have questions, please do feel free to contact Rena, although I would also be happy to answer them, but she would be the best person if you have questions around the demonstration site project. Thank you.